Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you today. You are the King of Glory. We welcome your presence, O God. And Lord, I thank you that you're omnipresent. You're here, there, and everywhere all at the same time. We agree with your plans tonight, O God. And we say, have your way on boys to men, girls to ladies, University of Biblical Studies, O God. We agree with your mighty plans, your holy plans, for your thoughts are higher, your ways are higher. And we trust in you, O God. We choose to lean to you, not to our own understanding, O God. In all our ways, help us to please you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a great provider. You load us up with benefits every day, and we claim those benefits now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do. In the name of Jesus, we surrender all to you, and we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You are mine.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I am your co-host, Tyrese Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling from Jacksonville, Florida, also known as Sister G.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, Lord. We repent for everything we said, did, and thought in our mind that was not pleasing to you, Lord God. We submit to your way today in the name of Jesus. May people hear your word tonight, Lord God. We give you praise and we bind it upon our hearts, Lord God. We will meditate on you day and night, Lord God. We love you. We thank you for your word being released tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Father, we continually bless you. We honor you. You are the King of Kings, the Lord God, Almighty in the heavens, Almighty in the earth. We thank you that you are a loving God. Oh, God, but you chastise those whom you love, and we surrender all to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, there's greater. The greater is coming for each one of us, oh, God. We wait on you for the greater. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. We say have your way tonight, Lord God. We surrender all. We thank you for everyone who's on tonight, everyone who's coming on, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blessings flowing down on each one of us and our families, oh, God. Father, we lift up our cities, our states, our nation, America, Lord God. We thank you that we are in a nation that belongs to you, oh, God. And, Father, forgive us and our nation of all sin, abominations, iniquities, oh, God. Create in us a clean heart. Cleanse our cities of all unrighteousness, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for our country, America. Oh, God, we lift up our leaders in our country, and we ask you, Lord, to guide and them surrender to you. Guide them by your high right hand, your holy arm, your mighty hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless them and their family. Oh, God, draw them close to you like never before. May they hunger and thirst for righteousness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you tonight. Right now, we're going to be doing Bible scriptures. So tonight is called Choose the Correct Answer from the Bible. Choose the Correct Answer from the Bible. So our first scripture is found in Genesis 29 and 31. And it said, and when the blank saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. What is the correct answer? Is it Ruth or is it Lord? When the blank saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Is the correct answer Ruth or Lord? And then read the scripture. State your name when you find it and read. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Genesis 29:31.
This is Ariel.
Okay.
The answer is Lord. When the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive. But Rachel remains childless.
Amen. Thank you, Ariel. You are an excellent reader. Good job. Good job. All right. Our next scripture is in Ezra 6:10. Ezra 6:10. And it says that they may offer sacrifices of blank saviors unto God. I'm sorry, I can't read my own writing. Hold on. Of heaven, and pray for the life of the king of his sons. Offer what is the correct answer? Is it sweet or is it sour? They may offer sacrifices of blank. Is it sweet or is it sour? Unto our God in heaven for the life of the king and his son. Forgive me, y'all. Ezra 6:10. What is the correct answer, sweet or sour?
This is Sister Kristen. The correct answer is sweet. That they may offer sacrifices of sweet aroma to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you. All right. Next scripture is found in John 4:4. John 4:4. And he must needs go through, is the answer Samaria or Judah? And he must needs go through Samaria or Judah? John 4:4. And he must needs go through Samaria or Judah.
The correct answer is Samaria.
Okay.
This is Jackson.
Go ahead, Jack.
But he needed to go through Samaria.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. All right, one more. 1 Corinthians 9:11. If we have sown unto you blank things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Is the answer carnal or spiritual? If we have sown unto you blank things, is it a great thing if we shall heap your carnal things? Is it carnal or spiritual?
This is Micah. It's carnal.
Okay, read it.
If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things?
All right. The answer is spiritual. If we have sown spiritual things, is it great things if we shall reap carnal things unto you? All right. Thank you so much. Moving right along. This next part is called What's Missing? What's missing from the Bible? All right, what's missing? 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be ye blank of me, even as I also am of Christ. What's the answer? Be ye blank of me, even as I also am of Christ. What is the answer? What's missing?
This is Isaac.
Okay.
Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ.
All right. Good job. Imitate. Okay. And some version says followers. Thank you, Isaac. Good job. You're a great reader. All right, number 2. Found in Revelation 12:2. Revelation 12:2. And she being with child carried blank in birth and pain to be delivered. And she being with child cried blank in birth and pain to be delivered. What is the answer? Revelation 12:2.
Umbry child is, she was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
All right. Thank you, Bree. Good job.
You're welcome.
All right, next one, John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to blank and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What is the answer? The thief cometh not but to blank and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What is the answer? John 10:10.
This is Sister Kristen. The answer is
okay.
Steal. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Excellent. Y'all on the road tonight. Good job. Good job. All right. Ezekiel 12:1. Ezekiel 12:1. The blank of the Lord also came unto me, saying, the blank of the Lord also came unto me, saying, Ezekiel 12 and 1. What is the correct answer?
This is Levi. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, you are living.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Good job. The word of the Lord. Okay, the last one in this section says, Ezekiel 5:5, thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set in the midst of the blank and country that are round about her. Ezekiel 5:5. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set in the midst of thee blank and country that are round about her. What is the answer?
This is Ariel. The answer is nations. Thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations and the countries all around her.
Good job. Amen. Y'all did excellent on both of those. Excellent, excellent, excellent. All right. I need some readers. I need some readers. So who want to volunteer? The first scripture is 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. If you could read it in the Message Bible for me. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. Message Bible. Who wants to read them? I'm going to give all the scriptures, and then I'm going to call you at the appropriate time. Who wants to read first?
My name is Bree Kara Nichols. I gave
okay,
you
don't read it right
solid.
Now. Bree, don't read it right now. Bria?
Okay.
Bree, don't read it right now. I'm going to call on you in a few minutes, in a little while, to read it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So, all right, thank you. So just listen, and I'll call on you. All right? Next
yes,
scripture,
ma'am.
1 Corinthians 14, 20. Who will read that at the appropriate time? 1 Corinthians 14, 20. I'm going to ask you to read out the Message Bible if you can, but if you can't, don't worry about it. Just read it. 1 Corinthians 14:20.
I can do that. This is Ariel.
Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Ariel. All right, next scripture, Hebrews 5:11-14. Any version is good. Hebrews 5:11-14. Who wants to read that?
This is Tyrese. I can read that one.
Thank you, Tyrese. All right. Next scripture, Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10.
This is Micah. I can read it.
Thank you, Micah. All right. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. Who can read that one? Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8.
This is Levi. I'll read it.
Thank you, Levi. All right, we got two more. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Who can read that one?
This is Sister Kristen. I can read that one.
Thank you, Sister Kristen. All righty. Last one, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Who can read that those scriptures? First Samuel 3, 1 through 3.
This is Jackson. I can do it.
Thank you, Jackson. All righty. Our theme has been on maturity and immaturity. And tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual immaturity and spiritual maturity. What is spiritual immaturity? That has to do with your Christian walk. You know, immaturity means not fully grown in the word. Immaturity is a behavior that's appropriate for someone that's much younger. All right? Who has the first scripture? 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. Bree, you have it? 1 Corinthians. Oh, your phone clicked off by mistake, but I'll read it. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Okay, she's back. Hold on. Hold on, Bree. All right. You ready to read it, Bree? 1 Corinthians 3, 2.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, babe.
Can I get just a second? Or just a second.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am. I gave you milk, not solid food. Yes, ma'am. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it.
All right. Thank you.
Indeed.
Is that your little one reading behind you, Bree? Your little brother or sister?
That was my little sister.
Yeah, I hear her. She's going to be reading soon if she's not reading already. That's good. You're teaching her well.
Yes,
I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. I indeed, even now, you are not yet able. There are people of all ages that are immature spiritually. They're not children necessarily, or they're not youth, and they're like babies in the Word of God, but they haven't been able to digest the Word of God yet. You know, like a baby can't eat, a two-week-old can't eat a meal. Well, some people that are immature spiritually, they cannot digest the Word of God. They can even read it, but they can't digest it. They don't understand it. So as we mature, we begin to eat the meat of the word. They can't even receive it. They cannot even understand the word of God. They are like mature Christians. They haven't grown up yet. They can read the word of God, listen to it, but they cannot comprehend the meaning of the revelation of it. So that's an immature Christian. You can even tell a child some things in the Word of God and they can understand it and they can live it because they're grown up spiritually. All right, who has the next scripture? 1 Corinthians 14 and 20.
This is Ariel. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature.
Excellent. Good job. Brethren, don't be like children in your thinking, yet in evil be infants, but in your thinking be mature. So we're going to be talking about how to be mature. We must not remain spiritual children stuck in infancy. Just as we grow and develop and mature in the natural, we have to grow and develop spiritually. We can't go to church we can go to church, pray, and read the Bible, yet we could be spiritual babies. So God is wanting us to grow up spiritually. We must deepen our relationship with our Creator by reading the Word, studying God's Word, and applying the Word to our daily lives. And most of all, this is the key to becoming spiritually mature, and most of all, spend time and develop a closer relationship with God. I'm going to read that again. We must deepen our relationship with our Creator by reading the Word of God, studying the Word of God, applying the Word to our daily lives, and spending time in the secret place with our Father, God. God wants us to have a closer relationship with Him, so we got to spend time with Him. You might say, I'm only a child. I'm just a teen. But age has nothing to do with spiritual maturity. There are some young people that are more spiritually mature than some adults. Childlike faith and childish thinking are not the same. Childlike faith is when you totally trust in Father God without any reservation. Your faith level is, oh, I know God's going to do it because He promised it. And you wait on Him to do it. Who has Jeremiah 1, 4 through, I may have skipped one. Let me see. Did I skip a scripture on here? No. I don't see it right this minute. But anyway, it's Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14.
Yes, ma'am. This is Tyrese.
Okay, go ahead.
Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Amen. Excellent job. Yes. We got to be able to digest the word. And so we have to spend time with the Father in His presence, learning to follow Him. I'm going to read this in the same scriptures he read in another version. It's Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. And it says, we have a lot to explain about this, but since we have become too lazy to pay attention, explaining it to you is hard. But now you should be teachers instead. I'm sorry, by now you should be teachers. Instead, you still need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. All those who live on milk lack experience to talk about what is right. They are still babies. However, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. So the way we know that is to spend time in the presence of the Lord. Remember Adam and Eve? The devil tricked them because before they knew to obey God. They looked for Him, to spend time with Him in the cool of the day. He called on them every day. He came to visit them. And so that's what we need. We need God to come and visit with us every day to teach us the meat of the word. That's how we get it, by spending time with Him, by spending time in the word. And when you spend time in the word and you spend time with God, He give us revelation knowledge of what the scripture means. Like I said, age doesn't have anything to do with spiritual maturity, but we're to have childlike faith. Who has Jeremiah 4, 1, 4 through 10?
This is Micah.
Okay.
Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord, God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you, I have set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. Yes. That's what God, Jeremiah, you know, he was a child and God chose him to do things. And he said, look, Jeremiah, don't tell me you're too young. I know how old you are. I created you. I made you. But I got some things I need you to do. And Jeremiah was just a child, but God matured him. God grew him up. He wanted to use him as a child. So even as children, God can use you. Doesn't matter what age you are. Don't matter where you live. Don't matter about anything except that God has chosen you. So God was, he set Jeremiah apart for a holy purpose, for his purpose. Many of us think we're set apart to, you know, to do this or to play sports or to write a book or to whatever it is, down the street, whatever it is, we think we're set apart for the, no, but we're set aside for God's purpose. God has given a royal invitation to, all of us. And I want you to forgive me because I forgot about you guys are going to sing, but I'm going to call on you in a little bit to sing. I apologize. I forgot that part. All right. So God has given you a royal invitation as king. He has chosen you, set you apart for his purposes. Matthew, who has that one? No, I don't think that I gave that one to anyone. Matthew 22:14. And it says, for many are invited, but few are chosen. Many people are called, but few are chosen by God. God calls people, and then he prepares them. Like, you know, he called Joseph in Genesis 37. He called Joseph was 17 years old. But Joseph had to go through many things to be prepared to be used by God. So God grew him up. He took him away from his family. And he went through hard times, hardships. Sometimes you got to go through hardships. And you say, Lord, well, why I got to go through this? What's this? But if you remember, Jesus went through the most hardships of all. And so we all have to go through hardships. Even when Jesus was a baby, they wanted to kill him. But Joseph was told by God, hide him. So he hid him. Many are called, but few are chosen. So when you are maturing in God, sometimes you go through different hardships. Matthew 22:14 says in the Holman Christian Bible, for many are invited, but few are chosen. Why are some chosen and some are not? What's the criteria to be chosen? All right, who has Deuteronomy 7:6-8?
This is Levi.
Okay.
For you are a holy people, belonging to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be his own possession out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord had his heart set on you and chose you, not because you were more numerous than all peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples, but because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your fathers. He brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the place of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
Amen. Thank you, Levi. Yes, we were chosen by God before the foundations of the earth. And God has to do things in us to prepare us to mature. And the only way we can do that is to, you know, to spend time in his presence and to read the word, study the word, apply it to our lives. I was thinking about the story of Jonah. You know, Jonah was very, very immature. God told him to do something, and he said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And he agreed with God, but he only agreed in words. He didn't agree in action. So he decided he's going to go his own way. But when he got caught in the belly of the fish, oh, my God, he was in a hard place then. And he was totally dependent upon God. Can you imagine a fish swallowing you up, carrying you to the bottom of the sea, and you in there for 3 days? Nothing you can do. So he decided to surrender. So he was very immature, but God grew him up in 3 days. All right. Our next scripture is about Samuel. Samuel was a child when God chose him. Who has 1 Samuel 2 and 1?
This is Sister Kristen. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, she was rejoicing. God gave her, you know, a man child. And, you know, in the beginning, she wasn't rejoicing. She was very sad because she was barren. She was without child. And during that time, children, oh, my God, everybody wanted children. Everybody loved children. And they felt really bad, particularly women, if they didn't have children. So Hannah wanted a man child. She prayed to God. She said, Lord, if you give me a man child, you know, I'll do what you asked me to do. Who has 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 3?
This is Jackson. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at the time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes began to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down.
All right. Thank you so much, Jackson. That was excellent. Yeah, you know the story about Samuel when he was a boy. And see, we're really blessed now. We can hear God's voice. And, you know, anytime we call on him, we can hear him. Now, he don't always speak the same way. But the word of the Lord wasn't very, you know, they didn't hear from God often during that time. And so Samuel's mother promised God, if you give me a man child, Lord, I'll give him back to you. So she was a woman of her word. When Samuel was weaned off the breast milk, she went to priest Eli, who had prayed for her. He didn't even know her request. She just said, I needed prayer. He thought she was a woman that was, you know, a drunk, but she wasn't. So when Samuel was weaned from her breast milk, she took him to priest Eli and told priest Eli to train him to the ways of God. So priest Eli did train him, and Samuel was a mighty man of God, mighty man. And he was only a child at that particular time. So one time Samuel was sleeping, and he heard this voice, and it said, Samuel, Samuel. So Samuel got up, and he went He didn't know anybody else was in the temple but him and Eli. So he went to, he said, you call me? And priest Eli said, no, I didn't call you. He said, go back to bed. So Samuel got back in his bed and he heard the voice again. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And he said, he went back to priest Eli. He said, you call me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Go back and go to bed. And so he went back, got in the bed again. He heard that same voice, Samuel. He went back to priest Eli. He said, you did call me. Finally, let me tell you, priest Eli had gotten so far away from God at that time. He had lost his close walk with God. God had told him to do certain things and to correct his sons, and he wasn't doing it. Priest Eli had become disobedient. So he didn't even know. He didn't even catch on that quick that it was God who was calling Samuel. So finally, when he caught on, he said, Samuel, this time when you hear that voice, say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And so you know the story about Samuel. This is an awesome story. And Samuel answered the Lord, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Now, he was a child, but God used him mightily. And God told him in First Samuel chapter 3, verse 10, the Lord came and stood there. He called as he had called other times and said, Samuel, again, he said, Samuel, he said, speak, Lord, I'm listening. Then the Lord said to Samuel, I'm going to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it ring. And on that day, I'm going to do to Eli and his family everything I said from the beginning. So, you know, God's word is true. God still speaks to children and adults today. But you know what? Sometimes we're too busy. Sometimes we all caught up in technology. We're caught up in our iPad. God be talking to you, and you'll be on, you know, some game or you be on something, just distracted. But God is calling people today. Many times he calls us, but we're too busy. We don't hear him anymore. But God has given a royal invitation to you. And it doesn't matter what age you are. God has given you a royal invitation. And in that invitation, God said, you know, he used Jeremiah when he was just a child. He said, Jeremiah, don't tell me you're a child. He said, I know how old you are. I created you. I birthed you into the world. And then he used Samuel. Samuel was a king judge. Let me tell you, he was righteous all the days of his life. He never strayed. His mother prayed for a man-child, and he never strayed. So God has given us a royal invitation to come to him, and God has a plan for each of us. He has a plan for you, a plan for you, and he wants us to go from being immature spiritually to being mature spiritually. Jeremiah 29 says, I know, God is saying, I know plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope, not a future filled with the disaster and hardships, but a future filled with hope. So he said, when you come and pray to me and I will hear you, and he's going to do great and mighty things in each one of you. I'm talking to each one of you on here. I don't care what your age is. God has plans for you. He has given a royal invitation. You know, many are chosen. Many are called, I'm sorry. Few are chosen. So you are one of God's chosen. And he has a plan for your life. And he will call you. I'm telling you, he don't care what your age is. I'll be 74 soon. He called me quite a while ago. I was like, what, about 15, 16? He called me. He saved me. He chose me. He set me apart. So let me tell you, God has great, great, great plans for you. Now I'm going to back up a little bit. We have Bridget and her daughter on with us from Macomb, Mississippi. They're going to sing, and then we're going to have Evangelist Laurel Brunson is going to pray, and then the Turner family is going to sing. So thank God for Bridget and her daughter. Good evening. Sister Bridget,
good
how
evening.
Are you and Bree?
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Ma'am.
How are you all doing? All right.
You doing good.
Y'all sing tonight?
This time. Oh Lord, okay, we will be singing. Oh Lord, I want you to help me.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh Lord, I want you to help me. Oh Lord, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. While I'm praying, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm crying, I want you to help me. While I'm crying, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey, help me on my way. Oh, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. While I'm singing, I want you to help me. Help me on my journey, help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. While I'm struggling, I want you to help me. While I'm struggling, I want you to help me. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. 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 Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Who's the other one, little one that joined you? I heard you and Bree. Who was the other one?
Yes, ma'am. That's my other daughter. She's 8 years old. My name is Brenara.
Brenara?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. She sings good like y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank
y'all. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
Amen.
Okay, Brenara. All right. Bridget, Bree, and Brenara. Oh, wow. Thank you all so much. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you,
yes.
You're doing a great job, Mama. You're welcome. Thank you.
Glory to God. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. I love that song. We need the Lord to help us morning and night. Yes, we do. Thank God. I want you to help me, Lord. We have Evangelist Sorrell on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We have Bridget, Bree, and Brenara from Jackson, Mississippi. Now we have Evangelist Laurel.
Macomb, Mississippi.
Thank you so much.
Macomb, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sister G, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. Let the Lord pray through you. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you, oh God, just for you being God all by yourself. God, before we go any further, we ask that you, God, forgive us of any and all sins, God, that we have committed in your sight, known and unknown, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we repent. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. Renew in us a right spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, God, for being that very present help in the time of trouble. God, we are crying out, God, for help on this journey. Father, for we know, God, that sometimes we get weary, sometimes we get tired, but God, we thank you that you are that very present help in the time of trouble. So God, we just give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, God, for you being God, for you being good, for you being merciful, for you being kind toward us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I come before you, God, lifting up our children, oh God, for our children, God, they need you, God, like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the children. I thank you, God, for the children, both younger and older, God. I thank you, oh God, for the parents. I thank you, God, for what they are instilling in these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, oh God, that you have shielded our children, that you will continue to shield our children from the snares of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we even pray for those that are on this call, God, the children that are on this call, the children all over the world. God, we declare and we decree that no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper. God, we declare and we decree life over our children in the name of Jesus. We declare life to their life right now. We declare purpose to their life right now in the name of Jesus. For you declare in your word that you know the thoughts that you have toward us, oh God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end. So, God, we thank you, God, that you created their ending from their beginning, oh God, and you already know, God, what their ending is supposed to be, and we declare victory over our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare that they win, God. We declare that they shall be everything that you have destined for them to be, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, that the enemy shall not be able to pluck our children out of your hands, in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree salvation for our children, God, even at a young age, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree, oh God, angels, God, are covering our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree, God, that we are raising up prophets, God. We are raising up evangelists, oh God. We are raising up ministers, oh God, teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are raising up children, God, with a purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Doctors and lawyers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are raising up educated children, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are raising intelligent children in the name of Jesus. And we declare and we decree that our children are not slow. Our children do not have ADHD. Our children, God, in the name of Jesus, are everything that you have called them to be. We come against every doctor's report, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every doctor's report, God, that says our children ain't gonna make it, God. We declare life over them right now in the name of Jesus. us, oh God. We declare and decree right now healing over our children, oh God, from every sickness, every disease, God, that the enemy would try to place on them, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every generational sickness, God. In the name of Jesus, every hereditary sickness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, our children are smart, God. They have IQ, high IQs, oh God. They will go get into the best colleges, oh God. In the name of Jesus, their tuition is paid for, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God. We bless you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, they will graduate with honors, God, in the name of Jesus, with bachelor's degrees, oh God, associate's degrees, oh God, master's degrees, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak it over our children now. Our children are not slow. Our children are not dumb. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come against everything, even God, the things, God, we've spoken over our children, God, just haphazardly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every word curse, God, that has been spoken over our children, God, we come against it now, for you declare in your word, God, that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So God, we continue to speak life. We plant seeds of life in the name of Jesus. We plant seeds of life in the name of Jesus. Our children are not crazy. Our children are not slow. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we say things, oh God, just out of jokingly, oh God, jokingly. But God, even jokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even in jokes, God, we're still planting seeds. So God, we uproot every seed, God, in the name of Jesus. We uproot every negative seed, God, that has been planted even in just joking, oh God. We uproot it now in the name of Jesus, and we come against every seed that would try to take root in our children in the name of Jesus. Every seed, God, that would try to cause insecurity in the name of Jesus. Every seed, God, that would try to cause our children to doubt themselves, to doubt who they are in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, for uprooting those seeds right now in the name of Jesus. We even come against body shaming, oh God, and anorexia, God, and bulimia, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come against our children being insecure, oh God, and having low self-esteem, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that our children are fearfully and wonderfully made in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, oh God. We pray for the parents, God. We pray, God, that you cover the parents right now, that you give them wisdom on how to raise these children in the name of Jesus, and what to say to the children in the name of Jesus. They will not be like their no good daddy. They will not be like their no good mama. We thank you, oh God. We uproot that right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare and we decree that our children will be everything that you have called them to be in the name of Jesus, God. They will be prophets, God. They will rise up for you, God, in the name of Jesus. They will declare the works of the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in our children. We bless you, God, for what you are doing in our children, oh God. And God, we just honor your name. We bless your name. God, we even pray for the children that are in the womb, God. We pray against, God, the spirit of abortion in the name of Jesus. Every parent, God, every woman, God, that is contemplating abortion, God, we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare and we decree that even in this moment, God, that you have stop the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus, for that unborn child has purpose in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, no matter how it happened, God, we thank you, God, that that unborn child has purpose in the name of Jesus, and we declare life to that unborn child right now in the name of Jesus. We bind miscarriages and stillbirths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We declare life even over the unborn, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for it, even for those women that cannot naturally conceive, God. We pray for them as well, God, the women that cannot naturally conceive. We thank you that you've made us mothers of many children, oh God, in the spiritual sense, God. We thank you, oh God, and we even come against the spirit of low self-esteem, God, against women, God, who cannot naturally conceive. It does not make you less than a woman because you cannot conceive. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, we cast that lie down. In the name of Jesus, we pull that lie down out of the air right now. In the name of Jesus, out of the atmosphere. You are more than a conqueror. You are beautiful. You are fearfully, wonderfully, and wonderfully made. Even if you cannot conceive in the natural, you are still everything God has called you to be. God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. And we declare and we decree by faith that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Can you sign your brother?
What'd she say? All right, we're ready for the church.
I love God.
Amen.
He loves you too.
Amen.
All right, we're calling on the Turner family from Holland, Michigan to sing. Praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
Amen. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
We're singing Believe on Me.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Believe on me. Believe on me. Believe on me. Believe on me. Like Scripture said. Like the Scripture said. Like Scripture said. Like Scripture said. Out of your belly.
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 Flow. 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 Rivers of living water,
rivers of living water,
rivers of living water,
rivers of living water.
Believe on me,
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 believe on me.
Like the Scripture says,
like the Scripture says,
out of your belly,
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 out of your belly.
Flow, 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 flow,
flow,
flow,
flow.
Rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water.
Amen. Woo! Rivers of living water. Believe on me. Believe on me. Thank you all. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Time for our co-host again.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We can synchronize this praise at this moment. We glorify your name, Lord God. We thank you for the word that was brought forth, and we bind it to us. We believe on whatever we have heard, or whatever we were told. We believe totally in Jesus Christ. And now I want to encourage you to know, This is a little small story here. This is what the Lord was giving me today. He said, sports. The word sports is only one word, but it's many different categories under sports. He was saying there's many different training exercises and methods that you go through. So he gave me a story about this coach. You got two scenarios of a coach. Now, This coach is, and y'all don't know if y'all know about pep rallies and pep talks before the game, but I played in football. And, you know, you had basketball, you had baseball, but I just want to talk about the football because that's where I was familiar in. So with that, when we went to the field house and whatever, we had a pep talk from the coach that went like this. He said, this is the time that where we train. This is the time where the rubber meets the road. This is the time where we're going to show them what we all about. Get out there and show them what we can do. with the other coach. Meanwhile, he's teaching his children. He's teaching these men, these boys, these girls, whatever it is in this coaching area, he's teaching them the word of God. He's teaching them. This other coach conditioned their bodies. He conditioned their bodies, but this other coach conditioned the mind to win. So we can have the scriptures. We can know everything in the word of God. We can know all the leaves of the Bible and not walk in it, not be active in it. So with this coach here, he taught them through the word how to maintain, how to persevere, how to honor the Lord with everything they do, even if we lose. But therefore, we don't have a conquered mind. We have a victorious mind. We are more than conquerors. So when we hit this field in the name of Jesus, we shall win because we have the attitude. So here's how you condition your mind here. We can pray, but if we don't believe in what we pray for, there's nothing is going to happen. We can believe at the moment. We call it emotional praying. Lord God, we give you praise for everything you do. Lord God, Lord God, we need you to help us. But therefore, if you don't believe that you're the head and not the tail, if you don't believe that God loves you that much, if you don't believe that the Lord favors you, you're highly favored, if you don't believe that he hears your prayer right then, you can't imagine yourself free from whatever it is. We pray for Chloe. We pray for what Corey, Zoe, and who? And Kaiser. We pray for them. Now it's time for a praise because therefore we already took that petition there. So therefore we have to know and imagine them already free from those things. So therefore, I ain't going to hold you long, but check this out. Believing, it means to hope. Believing is what? Accepting the true. Look, feeling of sure truth. This is a truth. It's accepting the truth. Now, that feeds hope. Can you hear me? Thought I heard a bump, but that's okay. But believing, it feeds off of hope. It feeds your hope. And then when you hope, watch this. It's feeling of expectation, a desire. It's what's going to happen. You desire this. It's a hope. And hope, it feeds trust. When you trust, he says, it's a firm belief. Trust is a firm belief in the character and strength. That feeds what? Your confidence. So you have belief. If I believe, watch this. That means you're gonna feed hope. And then hope is going to feed trust, and trust is going to feed my confidence. What is confidence? Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Where do we put our trust? Only believe is something more to that. Only believe. I want you to only believe, and then I want you to only hope, then I want you to only trust. Then I want you to only have confidence. That means all in one. He said all work together for the good. Amen. Understand this thing. Live it. Understand this right here. Matthew's 5 and 20, and I'm going to let you go here. Matthew's 5 and 20. I'm going to have my son prime the pump here.
For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
So we have to, wait a minute, we have to have extra. Do you hear me now? Because the Pharisees and the scribes, they believe too. The sinners believe too. The transgressors believe too. Even the devil himself believe in Jesus. Demons believe in Jesus, because if that's the case, watch this. In the name of Jesus, demons what? They flee. So you have to understand it's much more than believing. I have to hope. I have to trust in. I have to be confident to know that everything works out for the good of them who love Jesus. Don't we all love Jesus because he first loved us? So therefore, I call forth the young man. I call forth the young woman to think beyond what you can actually see. He said, now faith is. Understand what I'm saying. Let the fire hit you and consume of everything, every doubt in your mind. Because now you're standing on holy ground when you accept him in your life. Wherever your foot tread is yours. So therefore, learn this thing. Train in it. Condition your mind for winning. Condition your mind to win. Condition your mind for healing. Amen. I love you all. I got to get off here before I run through the wall like Kool-Aid. All right.
Awesome word, Pastor. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of the University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate and look forward from hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. We're so grateful each of you joined us. It's press time. Thank God for that encouraging word from Pastor Turner. He was fired up with the word of God tonight. We thank God. He was talking about being in sports and, you know, how and the coach used to encourage you, get out there and win the game. Come on, we're going to win. And both coaches, but we got God as our coach. He said, come on, you're going to make it. You know, it's a race. And you're going to make it to the end. You're going to go through the finish line. So we thank God for you, Pastor Turner. Thank God for your family. We're going to be praying for baby Chloe. And I have a testimony. Baby Chloe's mother sent me a video of her. She's walking now. Looked like she wanted to run. She was walking and walking. It looked like she wanted to run when she was walking. So I thank God for that that awesome prayers that he has been answering for our baby. Baby Chloe is not quite 2 years old yet, a little bit over a one-year old. And we thank God for hearing from answering the prayers of each one of those babies. Baby Chloe, baby Zoic, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere. We got to remember baby Revere. So not just tonight, but in our daily prayers. I have my clock set daily to pray for those babies. So God is hearing our prayers, and we're giving him praise and thanksgiving. So Levi, I'm going to ask you to pray for the babies tonight and also pray for baby Chloe's grandfather. He's out of the hospital now, but pray for his total healing.
Lord God, we thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. We praise you for advance right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for their healing, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for their grandfather right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever's going wrong with him, let it line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for his healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. You're mighty and powerful, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, Tyrese, I'm going to ask you to pray for Roosevelt. He's been in jail, and I think he's going before the judge soon, but pray for Roosevelt and young adults to be set free from the bondages of, you know, prison and jail and all of that.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. I'm asking you to pray for a young man, Roosevelt. He's in jail, a prison, and I think he's in jail, but we're also for young adults to be set free from the bondage of getting in trouble with the law.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your forgiveness, Lord God. We speak that he shall ask you for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We speak into his life right now in the name of Jesus that everything will line up in his mind, in his body, in his soul, Lord God. Thank you for taking control of his mind, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for speaking into his life in the name of Jesus. We speak that things shall go right in the name of Jesus. And not only him, but also young men in prison in the name of Jesus and young men who are struggling, Lord God. May their lives line up with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for putting someone in their lives that will put them on the right path, Lord God. We give you praise for this in advance, Lord God.
you're perfect in every way, and we honor you for making this request, Lord God, for answering this request. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all so much. Does anyone have a prayer request? We're about to close out. Anybody have a prayer request? All right, we're going to ask Lily Turner if she would close us out in prayer tonight. We thank God for each of you. Love you all so much. Thank God.
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for forgiving us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything we did, said, and thought in our mind that wasn't pleasing to you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I seek blessings and favor over everybody on this line, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that came forth, Lord Jesus. We speak that it will stick to us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind it to our heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank for us speaking to others what went out, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we bind and rebuke the enemy that will try to steal it in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke his plans in the mighty name of Jesus. We say that everyone on this line will have beautiful sleep in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone that's not even on this line in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak peace to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them pray to you, Lord God, and let them receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray the fruit of the Spirit over everyone's household in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for them receiving it, Lord Jesus, and them maintaining it in the mighty name of Jesus and feeding their fruit, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I love each of you all. I look forward to hearing from you next Thursday, God, or even before. God bless you. Love y'all. God loves you so much. Have a God awesome night, God awesome day, week, month, and year. Amen. Love y'all.
Oh, God.
Love you, Sister Jean.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get